This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 30. If it is from God. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 5. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people all about this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts, as they had been told, and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there, so they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name," he said. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin. "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourself fighting against God." His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. The church faced trouble from within and without. As it grew in numbers and in ministry, there was jealousy from the religious rulers and teachers. It was hard to ignore what was happening, especially when the apostles were jailed one day, and then they were found outside prison the next day, telling more people about new life in Jesus. The guards checked all the doors and locks. They had no idea how the prisoners escaped, but the apostles knew they were released by an angel of the Lord and told to share the story of Jesus in the temple courts. At the news that the apostles were still pointing people to Jesus, the religious leaders did not pause to reflect on the wonder of this release from prison. They didn't want to understand what was happening. Instead, they were furious and wanted to kill the followers of Jesus. Then a well-respected leader, named Gamaliel, stood up and spoke some words of caution and wisdom. There had been other groups that attracted a following, but over time, none of them amounted to anything. Gamaliel could see that if this new movement had no real foundation, it would fail. But if it came from God, there was no point in trying to fight God. Gamaliel's argument has prevailed. Today, 2,000 years later, it's clear that the church is from God. Pray with me. Dear God, we pray for the church everywhere. Dear Jesus, continue to build your church, day after day, and may we find our part in its story. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.